Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pauly. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's December 24, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released August 15, 2003.
Nazarene, you mentioned in Tuesday's question temporal entities. What are temporal entities?
In the beginning of time, Alora, between the stars in space existed huge entities that covered vast distances. They were highly intelligent, but they had not developed intelligence yet because there was nothing to know. But as the ages passed, one of these souls discovered that it was the essence of God made material, and it found that its particular species had stagnated, and in order for them to go on and continue the life in the universe, he had to make worlds and then get his other ethereal beings to cast themselves down into those worlds and make the life cycle that we have now. Each of the souls that is descended from one of those ethereal beings is a temporal being. Demetrius, you, Demetrius' friend Mon, Odin, all of these individuals are temporal beings. They can trace their lineage back to the very beginning of time. We are one with the very beginning of nature. Time and time again, we have been split and gone on to create new races, but we are still those temporal beings. We are still fragments of those first Ephraimic souls, and we can never, ever be quite the same as souls that have evolved on the planets. We are no better than them, but we are just different from them.
Wow, that's awesome, Nazarene. And I had no idea I'm that old. To think of all the ancient knowledge we have and can only remember small parts of it in the material world.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I would like to take this opportunity to salute MedCenter One, the hospital here in Bismarck, North Dakota, that has done so much for Demetrius and Alora. God bless them one and all. Right, Alora?
Definitely, Nazarene.
We're back. Nazarene, as we are recording these sessions, word has come that the Episcopal Church in San Joaquin, California, has finally voted to separate from the national organization and join those churches fighting against sodomy. We do not feel it is a coincidence that this came so close to the anniversary of John Lennon's death, because he has been working on this for over a year. What do you have to say on it?
This is indeed a considerable victory, Alora, and it is credited completely to John, because he put so much effort into this task. He gave me the power to go there and work on these people and get this thing in movement. But we're not done yet. It is a victory, yes, but the foul leaders of the National Church are going to try to steal these people's property to keep them from using it to fight against them, to continue to sodomize God's children with it. So it is going to be a struggle. We need to get people in there to help these people fight these creatures of darkness, and that's what they are. They are creatures of darkness. They are things of profound evil. All the leaders of this church are demons or controlled by demons, and it is a sad state that such people get into power. The lesbian that is leading the National Church is a foul and despicable creature that will do anything for power. She is almost as bad as the one in Washington. But this is a victory indeed, Alora, and we're hoping to get more churches in California to separate and stand against this foul creature that is destroying God's children. These people simply do not understand that sodomy is sin. They want to make it socially acceptable, and the kingdom of God will never, ever accept that. We will never accept that.
You tell them, Nazarene.
Don't you worry, Alora. I will. I most certainly will. And I will tell them very, very strongly and with the power of God.
We'll be back again.